in the limelight.
Nearly all of Spain faced an extreme fire risk in recent days as hundreds of people were evacuated in the northwestern Zamora region. Stay with us for an article in this regard written by Julia Conley, journalist. This article is published under the heading Spain Ravaged by Wildfires as Drought and Heat Wave Broils Europe. Here's more. Hundreds of people have been forced from their homes and tens of thousands of acres have been burned through wildfires across Spain, with global climate experts warning that nearly the entire country is at the risk of facing the flames. All the country faces extreme fire risk as a result of the heat wave and drought. Spain and much of Europe is experiencing, the World Meteorological Organization reported recently, noting that a Saharan dust cloud that's drifted north toward the continent may also have an impact on public health. Roughly 61,000 acres of land in the northwestern province of Zamora had been destroyed by the wildfires, and several Spanish cities reported temperatures topping 104 degrees Fahrenheit in recent days. At least 18 villages have been evacuated in Zamora, where a lightning storm reportedly started the wildfires. As a result of climate change, heat waves are starting earlier. Experts say extreme heat and drought, which have both been linked to the human-caused climate crisis, are causing the fires to spread rapidly. The country's drought has stretched for several months, with officials saying in March that Spain's reservoirs were at just over 44% capacity, the lowest level since 1995. Just as climate experts last week warned that the current heat wave in the United States, affecting about a third of the nation's population, was indicative of a new normal, European observers said the extreme weather facing Spain and other European countries are the consequences of continued fossil fuel extraction and will continue unless global policymakers ensure carbon emissions are rapidly drawn down. Claire Nolis, spokesperson for WMO in Geneva, told The Independent, as a result of climate change, heat waves are starting earlier. France has also been struck by extreme heat, with temperatures more than 10 degrees Fahrenheit higher than usual at this time of year. In recent days, French officials have recorded temperatures as high as 102.2 degrees Fahrenheit in the country's southwest. The long-lasting heat wave is a marker of climate change, climatologist Matteo Sorel told NPR. In northern Italy, the Po, the country's longest river, was 10 feet below its normal level, with officials blaming the drought. As the Times reported recently, fruit and vegetable production could be reduced by up to 40% after 3 months of drought, because the river Po irrigates the region where nearly half of the country's food is produced. Emergency Decarbonization Now said International Climate Change Movement Extinction Rebellion in response to the reports out of Italy. While Spanish emergency workers were battling the continent's most widespread wildfires, a similar crisis was reportedly worsening in Germany, where three villages near Berlin were evacuated due to an approaching fire. Temperatures in cities including Dresden and Cottbus surpassed 102 degrees Fahrenheit, and the evacuations outside Berlin affected about 600 people, who were ordered to stay in a community center until the fires were brought under control. Emma Jackson, an organizer with 350 Canada, said the wildfires taking place in drought-ridden regions must not be treated as natural disasters, but as crimes perpetrated by arsonists, fossil fuel companies, and the politicians who enabled them. Jackson said, only an internationalist working class movement can stop them.